Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this session, we shall discuss the Quranic law of inheritance. More specifically, I shall here read out to you the research in this regard by my teacher, Mr. Javed Ahmed Ghamidi. He writes, "The wealth of every Muslim must necessarily be distributed after his death among his heirs in the following manner. If the deceased has outstanding debts to his name, then first of all, they must be paid off from the wealth he has left behind. After this, any legacies that he may have written should be paid. The distribution of his inheritance should then follow. No will can be made in favor of an heir ordained by the Almighty except if his circumstances or the services rendered by him or his needs in certain situations call for it. After giving the parents and the spouses their shares, the children are the heirs of the remaining inheritance. If the deceased does not have any male offspring and there are only two or more girls among the children, then they shall receive 2/3 of the inheritance left over. And if there is only one girl, then her share is 1/2. If the deceased has only male children, then all his wealth shall be distributed among them. If he leaves behind both boys and girls, then the share of each boy shall be equal to the share of 2 girls. And in this case also, all his wealth shall be distributed among them. In the absence of children, the deceased's brothers and sisters shall take their place. After giving the parents and spouses their shares, the brothers and sisters shall be his heirs. The proportion of their shares and the mode of distribution shall be the same as that of the children stated above. If the deceased has children, or if he does not have children and has brothers and sisters, then the parents shall receive 1/6 each. If he does not even have brothers and sisters, and the parents are the sole heirs, then 1/3 of his wealth shall be given to the mother and 2/3 to the father. If the deceased is a man and he has children, then his wife shall receive 1/8 of what he leaves. And if he does not have any children, then his wife's share shall be 1/4. If the deceased is a woman and does not have any children, then her husband shall receive 1/2 of what she leaves. And if she has children, then the husband's share is 1/4. In the absence of these heirs, the deceased can make someone an heir. If the person who is made an heir is a relative and has one brother or sister, then they shall be given 1/6 of his share, and he himself shall receive the remaining 5/6. However, if he has more than one brother or sister, then they shall be given 1/3 of his share, and he himself shall receive the remaining 2/3. The basis of this distribution of inheritance is the benefit of kingship, and the reason for the difference in the share of the heirs is also because their benefit for the deceased varies. Since the benefit of a girl and her marriage after her marriage is transferred to her husband, similarly, a wife gives companionship to her husband, whereas the husband not only gives companionship to her, he is also responsible to provide for her. Hence, the share of a boy is twice of a girl, and the share of a husband is twice that of a wife." وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ